This is the Best of the Schmidt Show podcast. Don't miss First News with Toby Howell and Rebecca Davis. Weekday mornings at 6 on News Radio 1029 KARN.
Good afternoon. We're back here on the Schmidt Show. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. You did find us on News Radio 1029 KARN. And, of course, you heard the promo about the Razorbacks or the Razor Picks contest. But don't forget, we're also giving away a pair of tickets to Luke Bryan here on the Schmidt Show all week long. So when you hear the Luke Bryan song play today, whether it's going into a break, coming out of a break, or after the news, before the news, whatever, when you hear Luke Bryan singing anything on KARN this week, be caller number 5, and we will give you a pair of tickets to his Raised Up Right tour. It's coming to Simmons Bank Arena right here on Saturday, October 8th. And we're kind of your last chance to get some tickets. So make sure you're listening and listen closely. When you hear Luke Bryan music, we just want you to be caller number 5, and we'll give you a pair of tickets to the show. So the number to do that, of course, 501-403-KARN. That's 501-403-5276, which is also, of course, the phone number to text into the show and be a part of the discussion. It's the number to call into the show and share your thoughts on any of the things that we're talking about. Of course, the latest updates, I want to mention this as we are getting in here. It says one person dead, one person in custody after a shooting inside CHI St. Vincent North in Sherwood this morning. Authorities said that they were able to secure the building, clear the hospital after it had been placed on lockdown. They did not release the name of the victim or the suspect, at least not right immediately here. It says the victim's next of kin, they did notify. Kind of the details, as we heard from Mr. Epperson earlier from KARK, was that around 11 a.m. this morning, police responded to a potential suspect in the shooting being at the 5200 block of South University. That was according to a tweet they posted around 1:10 p.m. It says the officers arrived at Zimmerman's Exxon, 5223 South University, and detained the suspect. The Sherwood Police Department was notified about the arrest. Little Rock Police, Arkansas State Police, Jacksonville Police, Pulaski County Sheriff's Office, and the Little Rock FBI assisted Sherwood Police in the investigation as well. And of course, I mean, as these always are, right? The investigation is ongoing. They're going to have to dig into this, find out what was going on, what led to this individual doing this thing. But it turns out that it was likely not, when we hear active shooter, right? I mean, the connotations of that, and Mr. Epperson said this too, the connotations are active shooter, that somebody is actively walking through a building, shooting people, shooting multiple victims and things like that. And it appears that this was not the case. So if there's any sort of silver lining in a tragedy like this, it would be that there was not a higher casualty count. So like I said, the investigation is going on. They'll continue to investigate that. And we are working with KAR. We're going to get KARK. We're working to get Mr. Epperson or someone back on to kind of give us an update. So at the rest of the kind of the story is that the Sherwood Police Department confirmed that there was an incident at the CHI St. Vincent North in Sherwood at around 11:15 a.m. this morning. They initially reported the activity in a Twitter post, around 10 a.m., 10:20 a.m. And of course, anytime those sorts of situations show up, massive police presence is part of the norm in those kind of situations, which is it's good, right? I mean, you see these videos on the news, and you see all of the things going on in the news, and you see hundreds of police cars, or what it feels like to be hundreds of police cars and officers and things like that. But that's exactly what we want, right? I mean, we want a massive police presence in a situation like that to deal with whatever situation is going on as quickly and effectively as possible. And so I did, reach out to an individual who I know works in one of the police departments, And I just sent him a message saying, hey, man, just letting you know we're praying for you, because that's the other part of this, right? If you're not a praying person, you probably won't get this. But if you are a praying person, like, you know, you're praying for protection, for family, for friends, for colleagues, for individuals involved in such situations. And so I just mentioned it to him that there is, whether the media would want you to believe it or not, there is a, especially here in Arkansas, there still is a significant amount of respect and care and concern for our police officers, right? We still have a back the blue kind of mentality. And so if you do know any police officers and you are the praying kind of person, maybe just reach out to a friend and let them know that you're praying for them today. Because I think that's a good reminder in these kind of situations. So 501-403-KRN, 501-403-5276, if you'd like to be a part of the discussion. So, yeah, the conversation we had with Professor Steinbuch, of course, important, but no less important, getting updates on the situation. It appears as if the situation is under control. You heard Mr. Epperson at the beginning of the 2 o'clock hour mention that they did reopen the hospital. They got the building secured. They were, obviously concerned that there could be, something else going on, but they got that taken care of. They made sure that there was no further danger to the public or anyone at the hospital. And so they reopened the hospital and ended the lockdown, which is, of course, always good news as well. So, that's where we're at with that. And to those who may have been affected by this, we certainly praying for you as well. So any thoughts on this, anything you want to share or any questions you might have, feel free to give us a call, 501-403-KRN, 501-403-5276. The question that comes to my mind in all of these is why, right? I mean, that's the thing that I want to know first. Why did this individual go into the hospital and shoot somebody? Was it a domestic violence dispute? Was it a jealousy thing? Was it a jilted lover? Was it, somebody angry that found out their spouse was cheating on them? I mean, there's all of these incredible infinite number of possibilities. And for people like me, I always want to know why. I was the kid when my dad said, go do this or go do that, or my mom said, go do this or go do that. The question for me was always, well, why? Well, why? And when it was raining outside and I was a kid, I asked my dad, well, why is it raining outside? And he said, well, because humidity and they make clouds and blah, blah, blah. And then the rain falls. I'm like, yeah, but why? 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 That was always the question that I asked. And it's still the question today that I end up asking about these situations. Why did this take place? Because I think, and I didn't obviously recognize it as a kid, but I think as I've grown and learned and matured, is the reason I want to know why is so we can prevent it from happening again. Right? What went on in this person's life that they got to a point where they believed the most logical and rational solution to whatever problem was besetting them, that they thought, well, what the heck? I'll go into a hospital and murder someone because that will probably make all of these problems go away. Right? I mean, the delusional nature of that viewpoint is almost incomprehensible, right? Because most of us would never do something like that. Most of us would never even consider anything like that. Most of us would just go, well, that person apparently doesn't like me, that person whatever, and we'll move on with our lives. So what kind of obsession, what kind of mental health issue, what kind of moment took place in their lives that broke them from reality enough to believe that that was the logical, rational solution? We'll continue. We'll get some of your thoughts as we continue next here on News Radio 102.9 KARN. This is The Schmidt Show. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Best of The Schmidt Show podcast.
Good afternoon. It's News Radio 102.9 KARN. I am your host, of course, Brad Schmidt, and this is The Schmidt Show. Thanks for joining me. I am so much more glad about, you know, fans of The Schmidt Show than I am about fans of this lady named Lizzo. I don't know if anybody, I'd never heard of this person before this morning. Her real name is Melissa Vivian Jefferson. She's known professionally as Lizzo and is, according to Wikipedia, an American singer, rapper, and songwriter born in Detroit who later moved to Houston, Texas, where she performed before moving to Minneapolis. But apparently, at a concert recently, she was allowed to play a crystal flute that was owned by James Madison. Now, this, it's hard to get this, say this with a straight face. It's true. This is, I'm just reading this from Wikipedia. So it says, because apparently this is the most important thing about humans these days, personal life. And it talks about her sexuality, right? It says she has a strong LGBTQ plus following and has dubbed her fans lesbians. So, I'm just glad that I get to call people who listen to my show and fans of the show Schmidtheads and not like Schmizbians or something like that. 501-403-KARN. Who cares? I cannot comprehend how this has become the most important thing about humanity. Every biography that you read, every website about some celebrity, their Twitter accounts, whether they're a celebrity or a politician or whatever, their Twitter account, their Facebook, whatever social media profile they have, all says something about their sexuality, their pronouns or whatever. And for the life of me, I can't bring myself to care. Like, could you imagine if J-Mo answered the phone when you call into the show and J-Mo's first question for you was, what are your pronouns? I would probably have to talk to Toby about having J-Mo removed from his position at that point. Like, it is so irrelevant to the conversation. It is so irrelevant to what is going on in the world. And it's certainly probably the single least important issue that we have to deal with. I mean, if you're anywhere near a TV that's got the news on, look up at the news right now. And look at the flooding and the water and the storm surge and the rain and the power outages and all the stuff that's going on in Florida right now. As the eye of this hurricane looks like, as I'm looking at the map, looks like it's kind of running straight over the top of what, maybe Tampa? I'm not familiar enough with Floridian geography, but do you think anybody in Florida right now cares what Jen Psaki or Jean-Corinne Jean-Pierre's pronouns are? Do you think anybody that is in that group of 1 to 3 million people without electricity, do you think anybody cares what anybody's pronouns are? I mean, let's take a different look at this storm. And let's say instead of hitting, you know, doing the little hook thing and coming back across Florida, it hits into the Gulf or heads into the Gulf, comes straight at New Orleans, comes flying across New Orleans, makes the trek here to Arkansas, 6 hours away, and it wipes out all of the power, the electrical power here in Little Rock. When you call whether it's CenterPoint Energy to get your gas restored, or when you call the Central Arkansas Water to get your water taken care of, or the electric, whoever the, I can't even remember who the electric company is. I think there's probably different ones, but I don't even remember who I have right now off the top of my head. Is it CenterPoint Energy? I thought they do gas, and I think CenterPoint does gas. But either way, when I call to report my power outage, and I swear if the person on the other end of the line asked me what my pronouns are, I'd probably climb through the phone and strangle them. I don't care. It is absolutely irrelevant. You want to talk about arrogant, elitist, first world problems? That's one of them. The single least important issue that any human being can encounter is whether or not someone uses the proper pronouns to identify them. I mean, think of any stressful situation in your life. Even some of the least stressful situations. I mean, going to the hospital. Your child has had a fever for 2 or 3 days. Nothing crazy. You know, 101, 102, enough to make them feel real miserable, but nothing life-threatening. But something you should probably go get some antibiotics or something to get them taken care of. They got some strep throat or whatever else is going on. And you go to the hospital with a three-year-old with strep throat, an ear infection, whatever they need antibiotics for that's causing this fever. Probably the least important question that any of those doctors could ask, or any of those nurses could ask, the probably least important question is, what are your pronouns? What is your sexual identity? What is your sexuality? Probably the single least important question that anybody could ask in just about any situation ever. Like, I can't think of a situation where that's the most important question you could ask someone. Even something as innocent and as boring as a cocktail party. You're introduced to a new individual that you've not met before. The dumbest and least important question you can ask them is about their pronouns. How about you just ask them about themselves? Just simply say, hey, it's nice to meet you. Tell me a little about yourself. Seems like that would be the better question to ask. The Schmidt Show continues. Rant over. It's next on News Radio 102.9 KRN.
You're listening to the Best of the Schmidt Show podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Schmidt Show. I am your host, Brad Schmidt. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. 501-403-KRN, 501-403-5276. Coming up in an hour, we've got the Razor Picks contest, but coming up really at any moment throughout the show, you've just got to listen and you got to be paying close attention. We've got a couple of tickets to give you for the Luke Bryan Raised Up Right Tour. It's coming to Simmons Bank Arena Saturday, October 8th, so not too far away. And really, we could be your last chance to get some tickets to that show. So anytime during the show, all day today, tomorrow, Friday, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets. All you got to do when you hear whatever Luke Bryan song producer J-Mo plays, whenever he plays it, you got to be caller number 5, and we'll get you a pair of tickets to the Luke Bryan Raised Up Right show. So be listening, and I mean, who wouldn't want to go see Luke Bryan? I've heard he puts on a great show. I've never seen him, and I've thought, man, it'd be, if I wasn't an employee, I'd try to win a couple of these tickets myself. So maybe if you win a pair of tickets, you can call and be generous and just give them to me. I don't think that works either, though. I think I'd probably get in trouble for that. Don't do that. Just call when you're caller number 5. When you hear the Luke Bryan song, we'll give you a pair of tickets. 501-403-KARN is the number to do that. It's also the number to be a part of the show. Let's talk a little bit about the hurricane in Florida. Don Lemon, I believe last night, maybe it was earlier today, Don Lemon, the is he CNN or MSNBC? Where is Don Lemon at? CNN. The guy's dumb as a post. But Don Lemon, of course, the one of the most radical lefties you'll listen to on any of the major news networks at all, was interviewing some guy from the NOAA, some climate whatever, some scientist, meteorologist, whatever he was, from the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, whoever it was. And said to him, like, hey, look, you know, these storms seem to be intensifying. You know, how much of this is related to global warming? And the scientist said, actually, you can't attribute any one event like this to global warming. And after being shut down by an actual scientist, Don Lemon didn't go, oh, okay, that's interesting. He doubled down. He's like, oh, I'm from down there. I used to live down there. And these storms are getting more intense. No, they're not. That is an absolute out and out lie. The hurricanes that we're seeing are not getting more intense. The hurricanes that we are seeing are not becoming more common. The hurricane season is not getting longer. There are not more named storms now than there have ever been in the past. Some years have more, some years have less. Some years have more intense storms, some years have less intense storms. Some years, none of them make landfall. Some years, most of them make landfall. There is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that anthropogenic global climate change has anything to do with the hurricanes in any way, shape, or form. Intensity, severity, regularity, none of it. None of it has anything to do with these storms. And the other, I want to get into this because this is an issue that I've not spent a lot of time talking about since I've been here in Arkansas. But this idea of anthropogenic climate change is one of the biggest scams that has ever been foisted upon the American people. One of the things that we can point to verify that there is no real concern among serious individuals about catastrophic climate change melting the polar ice caps and causing the world to flood and coastal waters to go underwater. There's absolutely zero evidence of that at all. And one of the things we can point to is simply this. First of all, Nancy Pelosi, if she actually believed that global warming was a real problem and it was really going to be flooding Florida and sending it underwater and destroying the coastline, she wouldn't have bought oceanfront property in Florida, which she's done. And here's the other thing. Miami, Florida, you know, all of the coastal areas along the Florida, all the beach areas in Florida, every single one of them are some of the fastest growing real estate markets, the hottest real estate markets in the world. In the world, London, also very hot real estate market. And if you listen to the climate change idiots, they'll tell you that London's going to be underwater. If that's true, there isn't an investment bank in the world. There isn't a capital investment organization in the world anywhere that would be giving money to anyone to develop any property, purchase property in any of those places. They wouldn't. If they actually believed that they're going to go underwater in 10 years because the polar ice caps are going to melt, they would not loan anybody money. Those places would be absolutely abandoned. But none of these companies, the Bear Stearns, the investment banking individuals, none of them believe it. They talk about it. Oh, we got to be carbon neutral, blah, blah, blah. We got to be, you know, make sure that we're doing the right thing and taking care of our environment. They're using it as an excuse to raise their rates and charge extra money and do all kinds of things. But none of them actually believe it's happening, because if they did, they wouldn't loan anybody money to buy property there. They just wouldn't. If it's going underwater in the next 10, 20, 30 years, why would you put a mortgage on something like that? Why would you loan someone millions of dollars if you know it's going underwater or you believe it's going underwater? Every coastal area, every home and property on every coastal property along really everywhere in the world would be entirely and 100% abandoned. But it's not, because they don't buy the crap that they're selling. But they know that you're dumb enough to do it. Not you personally, but the idiots that buy into this climate change. They know that they're dumb enough to buy these products and to invest in these companies that are green whatever, because they know they can make a bunch of money off of you. 501-403-KRN, 501-403-5276. I think I recognize this one. Let's go to Noah in North Dakota. Noah, you're on the Schmidt Show.
Hey, Brad, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. So with regards to climate change, so I agree with everything you're saying, but you know, one of the other things that I think doesn't come up a lot is the fact that we have been maybe monitoring or keeping track of what's happening climate-wise for, what, a few hundred years at most?
Right.
Accurately, with proper instrumentation, probably the last 50, 60 years?
Right.
So this idea that we have that we know what a normal cycle for the Earth is,
exactly,
or what a normal temperature is, or what normal hurricanes are, is absolute nonsense.
It's asinine.
You're 100% right when you say we have variants. There are swings. Things change. Nature is not perfect. We haven't studied it enough to say conclusively if something is normal or abnormal.
Right. Yeah, we have no idea.
None whatsoever. And so these people that come on from, you know, NOAA and elsewhere, they are experts in their field, and I'm sure they have a great understanding of meteorology, but it's of a limited time frame. So all you can really tell me is, this is the severity of the storm that's going to happen, and here's what you can do to prepare for it. And from that perspective, it's very useful information. Once we start extrapolating into stuff that we don't have any business extrapolating into, is to say, hey, this is really abnormal and the polar ice caps are going to melt and the whole Earth is going to be underwater in 10 years. It's utter nonsense.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, people know that.
And not to mention, every single individual that's ever made any of these predictions, Al Gore or what's her name, how dare you lady from Sweden, every single prediction that's ever been made, going back to the population boom back in the 70s and you know, global, because I remember growing up in the 80s reading Newsweek and the cover of Newsweek saying that an ice age was coming. Every prediction ever has been wrong. Noah, I appreciate the call. I've got to run. I got to get a break in. Thanks for joining me. The Schmidt Show continues in just a few moments. This is News Radio 1029 KRM.
You're listening to the best of the Schmidt Show podcast.
Good afternoon. It's News Radio 1029 KARN. Of course, that song, sung by Luke Bryan, means we're going to give away a pair of tickets. So if you're caller number 5 right now, we'll give you a pair of tickets to the Luke Bryan Raised Up Right Tour coming right here to Little Rock, to the Simmons Bank Arena on October 8th. So caller number 5, give us a call right now. While we're doing that, while producer J-Mo's getting caller number 5, we're going to talk to James in Little Rock. He wanted to weigh in on the discussion we're having. James, you're on the Schmidt Show. What's on your mind? Are you there with me, James?
Hello.
There you are.
Hello, Brad.
There you are. Go ahead.
Hey, Brad. What's going on, buddy?
Nada.
Hey, about the hurricane that's hitting Florida right now. I have some dear family and friends that just moved from Little Rock to Tampa about 3 years ago. They decided to ride this storm out. And I'm just letting your audience know this so that way they could be informed. She said that she went out yesterday just to try to get some gasoline, get some bread, get some water, all of it. In the entire city of 3 million people, there's no gasoline. There's no bread.
Ugh.
There's no milk. There's no water. nowhere.
That's crazy.
It is.
Is it because people went out and panic bought all that stuff, or is it just general shortages that they weren't able to keep up with either?
And from what I understand, all the people that evacuated, all the people that evacuated just grabbed what they could and got the hell up out of there.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and James, the interesting thing about that, right? Like, so your friends that moved out there, I mean, if anybody asked them their pronouns right now, do you think anybody's really going to care?
There's definitely an anti-pronoun fan.
Well, and that's kind of the frustration with this, right? Because first of all, people are asking the wrong questions about just about everything these days. But even on top of that, the concern with them, it's not whether or not this storm is more intense because of global warming or less intense because of global warming. The fact is, there's a pretty nasty storm with winds approaching 155 miles an hour bearing down on their city and their home and their friends and their family, and who cares whether man-caused global climate change was part of it or not?
You know, and the thing that I get to thinking about too, Brad, is that after the storm is over, will 18-wheeler trucks and can gasoline trucks, can all of them even get into the city to refill the shell?
Mm.
You know? So I just think it's going to be it's not as bad as Katrina. But this is going to, since that town hasn't had a hurricane in 100 years, they're just not prepared for it.
Yeah.
And God bless Florida right now.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, a few years back when the big one hit Houston, I don't remember the name of that storm. It was just recently, though. It was just a few, 4 or 5 years ago. I don't think it was Harvey. Okay. I don't remember which one, but it was a big one, and it hit Houston pretty bad. And we got together with the Salvation Army. We had 2 semi-loads of bottled water donated, and I actually got to drive one down there. I still have my Class A CDL, and I jumped in a semi, loaded up with 24 pallets or 26 pallets of bottled water and took it down there. So who knows? We'll see how things play out. We certainly don't want to be a burden and cause more trouble trying to get down there, but we might maybe see if we can figure something out to help those folks out down there.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on your show today, sir. God bless.
All right. Appreciate the call, man. Have a good one. 501-403-KRN, 501-403-5276. If you want to join the conversation, and producer J-Mo tells me that Brennan in Ward is our winner of the tickets to the Luke Bryan concert. So congratulations to Brennan in Ward for winning the tickets to Luke Bryan. And we still got 2 more chances tomorrow and Friday. We're going to do it again. So keep listening. You know, listen for the Luke Bryan song, and when you hear it, be caller number 5. We'll give you a pair of tickets. So we got a couple more pairs to give away. So you're not out yet. You're not lost entirely. You still got a chance. So 501-403-KRN is the phone number, 501-403-5276, if you want to join the conversation. And I want to kind of talk about this, and we're going to run out of time. So I'll have to get into it in the next hour. But the idea that the climate that we deal with here in the United States, or anywhere else really in the entire planet Earth, the idea that we as human beings can have some sort of significant effect on it is absolutely nonsensical. If you look at the news, first of all, if you look at the news and the storm track, when you look at the actual radar and you look at the size of this hurricane, you think this is a massive storm, 155 mile an hour winds and all that, massive storm. But if you look at the actual radar on TV, it's compared to just the state of Florida, it's actually pretty tiny. Doesn't mean it's any less devastating. I don't mean to minimize it. It's obviously a massive problem. But the actual storm, it's pretty small. It barely covers a few counties in the entire state of Miami. Entire state of Florida, not Miami. Miami's a city. We'll continue next on The Schmidt Show.
This is the Best of The Schmidt Show podcast. Don't miss First News with Toby Howell and Rebecca Davis. Weekday mornings at 6 on News Radio 102.9 KARN.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.